Chapter 11. In the Evening. Julien returned that evening. The garden was very dark. He tried to take Mrs. de Rênal's hand, but she refused. Just then Mr. de Rênal came out. The mayor was talking about politics. Julien thought he should take Mrs. de Rênal's hand, while Mr. de Rênal was sitting nearby. She let him, and he began kissing her hand all over. Mrs. de Rênal felt weak.
"Goodness,"
she said to herself.
"Could I be in love? I'm married, and I've fallen in love. But I've never felt this way with my husband."
For one moment, Julien forgot ambition and only thought of Mrs. de Rênal's beauty. He did not feel love, though. Thinking about Napoleon's victories gave him an idea. "I've won a battle," he said to himself, "and I must continue and hurt this man's pride. I will ask for 3 days off to see my friend Fouquet." That night Mrs. de Rênal could not sleep. She felt alive, but then she remembered that it was a sin to love a man who wasn't her husband. Her pure love was now something ugly, and she felt very guilty. Her worries made her ill, and she decided she would be cold to Julien next time. Chapter 12. A Journey. Julien prepared to leave the next morning. Mrs. de Rênal came outside to see him, but he was surprised by her cold manner. He thought she wanted to remind him of his low position in society, and this hurt his pride. The pain and anger that came to Julien's face made Mrs. de Rênal want to cry, and she soon went to bed. While Mrs. de Rênal wept, Julien enjoyed the countryside. Far away from any people, Julien felt free. After some time he came to the valley where his friend Fouquet, the wood merchant, lived alone. Even with his friend Fouquet, he would hide his true feelings. Julien told Fouquet some of what had happened. "You can stay here with me and be my partner," Fouquet suggested. "We can make a lot of money selling wood." This offer did not make Julien happy. He could take the money, and later he could become a priest or a soldier. The money would help him if he had troubles. "But if I work here, I'll lose 7 or 8 years of my youth," he thought. By the age of 28, Napoleon had done many great things. Could he still do great things if he started so late? Julien refused Fouquet's offer, and Fouquet was confused. "I'll make you a partner. Why do you still want to return? Mr. de Rênal hates you," he said. Still, Julien refused. Julien left Fouquet's house and traveled through the mountains. He was not peaceful now, though. Fouquet's offer had troubled him. He had to choose between an easy life and his heroic dream. These troubles made Julien doubt his ability to be a great man. Chapter 13. New Shoes. Julien had not thought about Mrs. de Rênal for 3 days. "She treats me like a worker's son," he thought, "but she's so beautiful." Mrs. Derville had been watching her friend, Mrs. de Rênal, usually dressed plainly, but she bought new shoes from Paris, and Elisa made her a new dress. Mrs. Derville knew that her friend was in love. Mrs. de Rênal asked Julien about his trip. She was very nervous, but finally she asked,
"Will you leave us to teach somewhere else?"
When she spoke, Julien knew, too. "She's in love with me," he said to himself, "but only right now. Soon her pride will return." "It will be hard to leave, but it might be necessary," he said. When the group sat in the garden that night, Julien took her hand again and softly kissed it many times. After some time, He forgot about her hand and let it go. Mrs. Dayrenal was so afraid of losing him that she reached out and took his hand. This surprised Julian so much that he decided, I must become this woman's lover. This idea was another battle for Julian, not an act of love. He wanted another victory. She whispered,
Will you leave us?
I must leave because I love you, he said, and it's a sin for a young priest. That night was very different for the two. Mrs. Dayrenal was happier than ever before. A woman who falls in love early gets used to love's changes, but this innocent woman didn't know anything about love. Chapter 14. A Pair of English Scissors. Fouquet's offer had taken all Julien's pleasure away. He could not decide how to begin. He wrote a very detailed plan. First, he must give her a kiss. He was foolish, though. Mr. Dayrenal almost caught him, and Mrs. Dayrenal was shocked. This man is very smart, but he does not know anything about women, she thought. Could it be that he has never made love? After lunch, Mrs. Dayrenal had a visit from Mr. de Maugiron. She was working on her sewing when Julien touched her foot with his. She dropped her sewing and scissors to hide his action.
You have to be careful,
Mrs. Dayrenal said. Julien felt foolish, so he decided to go to Verrières to visit the priest. Father Chelan had been dismissed from his office, and a priest named Maslon had replaced him. Julien helped the old priest move. Later he wrote a letter to Fouquet, saying that this injustice showed him that the church might not be a good place. This would give him a way out of his plans if he decided on the easy life. Chapter 15. The Call of the Cock. The next day they sat in the garden again. Immediately Julien put his lips to Mrs. Dayrenal's ear and said, Madam, tonight I will come to your room at 2 o'clock in the morning. I have something to say to you. Her reply was short and angry.
How dare you?
Julien left to say something to the children, and when he returned, he sat away from Mrs. Dayrenal. When 2 o'clock came, Julien was very nervous, but he decided to go to her room. He listened at Mr. Dayrenal's room and heard him sleeping. Then he turned and opened Mrs. Dayrenal's door. A light was on. Mrs. Dayrenal jumped out of bed and cried,
You horrible person!
Julien fell to his knees and cried. She continued to yell at him. Later, when Julien left, he had nothing left to desire. But even as he made love to Mrs. Dayrenal, he was still playing a role. He tried to play an experienced lover, and he always thought of duty. Because of these thoughts, he could not enjoy what happened. Is this all there is to being loved? He asked himself. Did I play my part properly?